Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I am back. Rudrants for our Black and White Network. Well, let's categorize this under the quote-unquote weird angle. Now, look, for leftists, that's probably not a big reach. But let's be honest. What the hell's really going on with John Fetterman and his quote-unquote recovery from depression that came after a quote-unquote recovery from a stroke? Now, look, much like Joe Biden, we were all kind of banging the drum that this guy probably didn't have the mental acumen to hold such a political position that was so public. I mean, look, the mayor of Mayberry is one thing, you know. Okay, maybe I could see that. Some mayor of some, you know, 1,200 people, one horse leftist town. Okay, senator of a state? That's a harder sell for me. But he went out there and somehow, some way, supposedly defeated Dr. Oz. So, his wife, while he's in the hospital, still hospitalized, decided to gather up the kiddos and throw up the deuce right out of the country in one of the most despicable acts that I've ever heard for regarding a wife in support of a husband. And I hate to say it, I actually kind of felt bad for old Lurch here. But, you know, I did. Kind of did. I was like, damn, that's cold-hearted as I don't know what, but okay. And this has raised a lot of questions for us. I mean, we really don't know what to believe. I mean, this is like almost like those died, you know, the died suddenly videos where it's like we start looking into things and we're like, well, this just doesn't feel right, does it? I don't know. There's something strange about this. Huh, let's look at this. ConservativeBrief.com. Pennsylvania Democrat Senator John Fetterman's office released a statement on the Thursday on his health as he remains hospitalized. The Democrat team said he's quote-unquote doing well and, quote, expected to return to Senate chamber soon after nearly an absent for nearly 5 weeks. Pennsylvania Democrat Senator John Fetterman's office released a statement on Thursday on his health as he remains hospitalized. The Democrats' team said he's quote-unquote doing well and is expected to return to the Senate chamber after being absent for nearly 5 weeks after he sought inpatient treatment for clinical depression. It's only been 5 weeks? Seriously? It's felt like he's been gone for 3 months. Okay, all right. Quote, Fetterman, 53, was weeks into his service in Washington and still recovering from the after effects of the stroke he had last May during his campaign when he checked himself into Walter Reed National Military Medical Center on February 15th. The Associated Press reported aides said at the time that Fetterman had not been his usual self for weeks and he was withdrawn, showing disinterest in talking, eating, and the usual banter with aides. Post-stroke, depression is common and treatable, doctors say. He'll be back soon, at least over a week, but soon, spokesperson Joe Calavello said Thursday. Fetterman is receiving daily in-person briefings by Chief of Staff Adam Jennison. Calavello said the senator is reading the news and getting briefings, he said, while issuing statements through his office and sponsoring legislation. He's rolling on bills and legislation from a hospital bed. Are we supposed to feel good about the fact that he's doing this while under mental distress? I mean, that doesn't seem quite right, does it? Aides are opening new regional offices in Pennsylvania. Fetterman had a stroke last May as he was campaigning in a three-way Democratic primary race. The stroke nearly killed him. He has said and had surgery to implant a pacemaker with a defibrillator to manage two heart conditions, atrial fibrillation and cardiomyopathy. Oh, yeah, okay. Easy for them to say. Pennsylvania Republicans have demanded that Fetterman released a video to, quote, show us he is alive and well, or face intervention from other lawmakers if he's, quote, unable to do this. Look, I think that's reasonable. I do. I think it is reasonable to want to see some kind of, for lack of a better way of putting it, proof of life would be great. I mean, you know, not to speculate, but I mean, you know, it is what it is. Washington County Republican Party Chair Sean Logue released a statement and questioned whether Fetterman is, quote, able to carry out his duties as senator. The statement continued, we call upon Senator Fetterman to appear on camera.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Show us he is alive and well, okay. And if he is unable to do so, we call upon our elected representatives in Washington, Senator Casey and Congressman Reschenthaler, to intervene immediately. Ultimately, if Fetterman is unable or unwilling to carry out his duties as United States Senator, we ask for his resignation and call for a special election this year. No more lies or games. Last week, CNN congressional correspondent Manu Raju provided an update on Fetterman, but it was met by skepticism by many. Fetterman is making progress in his recovery from clinical depression and could leave Walter Reed within 2 weeks. A person close to the senator told me the senator's physician recently informed him that he will be as good or better than the best days post-stroke. How the hell can you possibly know that? I mean, really. Fetterman's stay has lasted this long because the doctors have been trying to get his medication balance exactly right, per source. For instance, doctors learned his blood pressure medicine was too high, which may have contributed to dizziness when he went to GW Hospital last month. His update, however, was met with extreme doubt. Quote, prove it, show video, comedian and conservative commentator Tim Young noted in a response. That's not... I don't think that's much to ask from Tim Young, you know? How on earth do you project a time frame for managing a mental health problem so badly it landed you in the hospital? That's not exactly how mental health works, especially clinical depression. It isn't a broken bone, another user wrote. This is ridiculous. Clinical depression is not something you cure in rehab. To be admitted for depression is not common, let alone for this long. Someone is lying and Fetterman is not fit for office, Red State Deputy Eric Kira Davis responded. I had no idea recovery from mental health issues and strokes was so simple and straightforward. The millions of people whose lives are wrecked with depression and who have been severely disabled by strokes will be excited to hear this, another user stated. After Fetterman was admitted to the hospital again last month, his team responded to calls for him to resign from Senate. I mean, you know, look, I understand why there's some skepticism on this. I do. I don't understand the whole we're going to make decisions while you're laying in a hospital bed suffering from mental cloudiness. You're not thinking clearly. You lack clarity, but you're making decisions. That should scare the shit out of all of us, just like it does with Joe Biden on a daily basis. Same kind of deal. I mean, let's just be real, right? Wow. Unbelievable. This is crazy. This is one of the crazier stories we've seen in a while. And again, you know, his wife did him absolutely no favors. I got to be honest. There's a lot of weirdness going on with this. You know, it feels like there's some deflection, you know, a little okey-doke going on. Hey, look at me over here. Whack. Hit you right in the face with the other hand. You know what I'm saying? That's That's sort of what that was all about. A little deflection, a little, as Aaron Rodgers would say, hey, a little Chinese balloon action over here while the Epstein list is dropping over here. You weren't wrong, Aaron. What's going on with John Fetterman? Is that what's happening here? We getting a little deflection, a little, hey, look, I'll be out in 5 weeks. Guy's laid up with hose allowing him to breathe for all we know. You know, we don't know. Tim Young is a look, he's not speaking out of turn here. A little proof of life could go a long way in this scenario, I believe, right? A little, he's up straight. Let's not do any weird shadows or any kind of DeMar Hamlin shit. Let's just right out in the open. John Fetterman, here I am. I'm good to go. All right. So we're not getting any Emperor Palpatine clone action going on here. I mean, for crying out loud. Oh, this thing gets weirder by the day. Somebody elected in the office just gets in. Out, mental illness. Well, wait a minute now. You didn't realize you had a problem while you were trying to run? How does that work, too? Or is this another scenario, much like sort of speculation with Joe Biden, but is this one of those scenarios where the wife sort of pushed John Fetterman out there? Because a lot of people have speculated that she wanted to become famous off of this John Fetterman thing, right? Oh, I'm the wife of a senator. That certain things come with that, certain prestige. All right. Man, she looks bad. Tell me what you think, Black and White Network supporters. Am I wrong to be skeptical? If I'm wrong, I don't want to be right. Yeah. Isn't that a song? That's a song, right? Peace. I'm out. Till next time.